Hi there, this is Matt Farmer. I'm a program manager in the Azure API management team, and this short video is to tell you a bit about our new XSLT policy. So hopefully you're familiar with Azure API Management's policy editor. I'm just going to show you how this policy works in the policy editor, tell you a little bit about it, and then we're going to go through a short example of the sorts of things you can use the XSLT policy for. So let's have a look at the policy itself in this window. If I add the policy statement from the list on the right, transform XML using an XSLT. So what this policy is for is if you're manipulating XML, you're getting XML back from a web service, either a SOAP service or a REST service that returns XML, you can use an XSLT to transform that XML into a different format, strip out elements, add elements in, as you wish. The template you get out of the box is kind of just a basic formatted template. You will need to go in and change it as you wish. A few things to be aware of when using this template. First thing is there's no calls out to external resources, so you won't be able to call out to an external template or even an external binary that you could use within this template. You need to keep everything within the template as is. The other thing to be aware of, so the template does compile when it runs. It doesn't compile every time you use it, but be aware that if you're using very, very complicated XSLTs with huge blobs of XML, obviously there's a processing time involved with that. So if you're using that in a very high performance API, I think it's one thing you might want to be going and testing before you actually deploy to production. So let's have a look at what we could do with this kind of template in Azure API Management. So I've got an API set up with a RESTful front end talking to a SOAP service in the back end. And just to show you in the console what we get when we try out this method, we're going to try out get orders by ID. And this is going to pass an ID number back to the service, and it's going to return us a big blob of XML. Let's have a look. So the response we get is a standard SOAP envelope. So this is actually a WCF with basic binding service that we're talking to, basic HTTP binding, and we get back this SOAP envelope. Now, if we wanted to convert this into a RESTful service, a JSON service, we would need to change this XML into JSON. Now, API Management already has an XML to JSON policy, but one of the things you may want to do, if you've ever tried this, is actually change the formatting of the XML so that the JSON that comes out the other end is nice and clean without any hint that it's been through a formatter. So the XSLT policy is a really great way to do that. Let's have a look at the sorts of things we could do. So the first thing we're going to do is have a look at the policy running at the API level. So we're looking at the API orders policy. The reason we're going to do this is because if we know all the operations coming back for this API are SOAP-based, we might as well apply the same formatting to every single operation rather than do it at an operation-by-operation level. So I'm going to add in an XSLT here. Now, of course, I'm not going to write it from scratch. Here's one I've prepared earlier. But what this XSLT does is effectively cleans up, removes the SOAP envelope, copies the nodes that we want into the XML document so that we're removing any of the extraneous SOAP-based elements. I'll share the source of this on our repo and I'll put it on our blog so you can find it if you want to try it yourself. So let's save that operation, save that policy, sorry. And let's have a look at how that affects what the operation does. So if I go back to the console and send the request again, you can see now that the XML that's coming back is formatted differently. So we've removed all the SOAP envelope, and now we just have some nice clean XML. One further thing we perhaps want to do, though, is remove this get orders response node, because really we only want one top level node in our JSON. And this is where the ability to have one XSLT running at the API level and one XSLT running at the operation level comes into play. So now I'm looking at the policy for the get order by ID operation, and I want to add some very specific XSLT policies and the XML to JSON policy in here to actually do the transform to JSON. So let's have a look at that in full screen and configure the policy. So what we've got here in this policy is we're running the base, so we're running the orders API policy first, but then we're doing one last transform, which is taking out the get orders response node and copying everything else to our XML document. Then finally, what we're doing is running XML to JSON. We've got a nice clean XML document to transform, so the JSON we get out the other end should be clean also. So let's save that policy and have a look at what we get out the other end. So let's run the console once again. And you'll see the content type is application JSON. And now we've got a nice clean document coming out of the console with only the elements we want to see. So thanks for watching. That was just a very short demonstration of the sorts of things you can do with the XSL policy in Azure API Management. Let us know how you get on with it. Thanks very much.